This is episode 10 of Gay Lunch Podcast. We'd like to acknowledge we're on Treaty 1 territory and thank Shoal Lake for our water.
Oh, hi.
Hi,
everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
We have Andrew St. Mars with us today.
Hello.
Little shoulder dance.
Hello.
For those of you who haven't seen her or met her or like almost hit her with your car, she's really funny.
That covers most people, but thank you.
You're welcome. She's really funny. My mom loves her. Yeah. There we go.
And your mom laughed so hard.
Oh my God, she was like crying.
She also loves windmills, I'm told. So yes. That's
she
a pretty
really does, like,
high windmills. Compliment
company.
To receive. Yeah.
Can you imagine you in Amsterdam?
I can't even. When I started out, I thought one day, and I dreamed of windmills, and I tacked them up all over the walls, and I thought one day maybe I would get there.
Maybe one day when I'll art and craft like a windmill with your with like your face on it.
Oh, that's nice.
So it just blows like.
She would love that.
Stick it in your garden with all the cankerworms.
Your mom would never stop laughing.
No. No, she wouldn't. I wish my mom had a garden. I have. Expose my end.
Just stop it there. Oh my God, I'm so uncomfortable. Yeah.
Wait, no, you're not uncomfortable because I just almost exposed my, what I say at the end.
Oh, I thought you were talking about your mom and a lady garden and all that.
Ew.
Yeah, I know.
Don't ever talk about my mom's lady garden.
And then you talked about exposure.
She's
going to
get so mad at you for
this.
The
worst part is...
She's going to text you angry.
Well, at least we have a listener, so that's nice.
No.
Someone listens.
Does she listen to every episode?
I don't think so. But she listens to, like, them.
Okay.
Enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Angie, you want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Yeah. So I guess I was asked to do the show because I met you folks at Queer in Present Danger.
Yay.
Yeah, which was a comedy show at Club 200 a couple months back, and so I've been doing comedy for I guess about a year and a half ish now. I really, really like it. I like it a lot. Also in a couple sketch comedy groups, so I kind of practice writing and doing it that way too. And that's that's what we're here to talk about, I guess.
Yeah.
Just
you.
Oh, and yes, I am also bisexual. Yes,
wow.
That is.
Congratulations.
The slow
clap. Thank you.
Yeah. I thought it was banging.
Mm. I thought it was
banging.
Oh, whoa. Oh, hello.
In case anyone's wondering, Angie and I are drinking coffee in the evening.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to be talking a mile a minute. It's great.
We already do.
Yeah. Which is good.
Yeah. So, Cam, did you have any questions before I go off? Because I feel like my question's going to be like a question that leads into one.
My questions are semi-related to what you're going to ask about bisexuality. Because, like, people don't give bisexuality like any credit at all.
Also, they think you're lying.
Always, yeah.
Yeah, because it's hard enough when you're figuring out your own. It can be hard enough when you're figuring out your own sexual orientation. It took me kind of a while to figure it out. And so it's hard to get there and be like, no, I think I know. And then everyone's like, you're lying. You must be stopping over on the way to gay town or whatever,
Andy,
doing it for attention.
You're so confused.
Yeah, I know. I got that, a lot. That was, I think at the time I was in high school, it became like a big deal. I don't know. That was an idea. It wasn't just stopping over to gay town, but it was also doing it for attention. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yes, I'm letting people know to get attention from women who are also interested in me. But it was like, no, you're doing it for male attention. And I couldn't wrap my head around it because that wasn't like the last thing I want if I'm on a date with a woman, with all the women that you date
at the same time because you're bisexual.
this attention makes sense now.
There we go.
It's like, you know, some gawkers. It doesn't sound sexual to me at all. That's not my thing anyways. It's a thing. It's not my thing. So, yeah, that was a little bit hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially from friends, But I don't know. Yeah, so it's good to talk about. It's been fun. I like to joke about that stuff on stage.
Yeah.
It
was funny.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
It translated well.
That's good. I'm glad. It feels good when you can get up on stage and you can make jokes that are funny and they're hit, but people are also thinking about what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Feels good. Feels mm-hmm. good at the end of the day. I always find when I write material, I stick with the bits that that I'm getting a point across that means something to me, and some of the other bits that I just do last minute, I don't feel the drive to work on and keep doing. Mm-hmm. But if there's something in there that I really want to say or I'm really curious about, it's those bits that I have the dedication to do over and over again at open mics, which is what it takes for me to be able to do good on stage.
And it's interesting to know, like, bisexuals really can be funny. So
who knew? Yeah, that's another myth down right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. We're knocking them dead.
they're monogamous and funny.
Yeah.
Not confused.
Yeah. I am.
Like, they can be,
yes,
all these things.
They can
be. They don't have to be.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are some non-monogamous, confused, unfunny bisexuals out there.
For sure. I think I've been there in my life. Been all of those things in my lifetime.
I think that's how I started when I came out, was I was non-funny, bisexual.
Mm-hmm. So for you, it actually was a layover. Confused. On the way to Gay Town.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was.
So you can see.
It was short. It was a short
my
layover.
Favorite
uncomfortable
joke.
Layover.
Yeah, well,
for
I'm
me.
Gonna say mm. you're still confused and not funny. But you're not bisexual anymore. So, you know, it's still two-thirds true.
What?
Oh, just roasting them over here.
That's our whole thing. That's our whole thing.
Wait, why am I confused? I'm kidding. No, no.
That was good.
That was
you
good.
See that?
That was well played.
It's a different kind of humor. I like it.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. I had a question, but I forget. It was good. Oh, yes. Gay people are the reason bisexuals have a bad name. No, seriously, because we're all like, we are the ones who are confused on our way to Gay Town, and we're like, I'm bi.
I get where you're going.
And then
that.
We are gay.
Yes, and now.
Oh, my God.
I was like, I am not going to agree to that. That, no. I see what you're saying. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think people got to give everybody some grace time when it comes to figuring out mm-hmm. who you are and mm-hmm. who you're attracted to and what kind of sex you want to have. Like, it takes time for maybe some people, you know, they got it right out the gates and that's awesome, but it took me some time. I think everyone needs to kind of give that grace time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's cool. I know we were talking about before, you were talking about the idea of how when you know somebody and you can tell that they're gay or and you don't want to out them, you don't want to like talk about them behind their back or talk mm-hmm. about that amongst your friends. And that's a really cool, I think that's a really cool point to pick up on. I think it's, because yeah, it is hard enough. And just because everyone around might have an idea, like the person in question might still not know. Mm-hmm. And that's another weird thing.
And it's not our responsibility to let them
to
know.
To let them
like
know.
They should find out themselves.
Because I'm sure there's assholes who do let them know.
I did it once. I outed someone when I was a kid.
I thought you were going to say you did it to the person we were talking about. I was like,
no, I didn't. I did it to someone when I was a kid, and it was really uncomfortable during high school. I mean, I didn't know. I mean, I knew I was gay, but I didn't tell anyone. But mm-hmm. I kind of knew that they were, and I was like, told people, and it was just not nice because they weren't ready to accept it, you know? Mm-hmm. So I try to stay away from labeling someone before they're ready to label themselves.
That's a good way to be.
And that's an interesting point that you did it while you were in the closet. It was probably like some inward.
I'm telling you, I was a terrible teenager.
I believe you.
Yeah.
God, no, I've never doubted that. Yeah. He always says, he's like, no, I was telling him, like, I've never disagreed. I believed you the first time you said it. Yeah. I've never stopped.
And I don't know what your experience has been like, but when I did tell, it's different. Some friends, when I told that I was bisexual, or when I was younger, when I said, you know, I'm into women too, because before that I was just dating men. Like, there was different attitudes, and sometimes they would say, you know, oh, I think you're just like doing it for attention or just making it up. No one actually said that they thought that I was. Well, actually, only gay friends have alluded to the fact that they thought that I was gay and just kind of, like, not quite there yet. I had a point that I was getting towards, but some people's response was, oh, yeah, I knew that. And that's weird to respond to. It's hard because it's like that whole, like, I know you better than you know yourself. And it's like, oh, yeah, well, then I'm not, because you don't want to. You don't know me.
Who fucking wins now?
Yeah, that's hard. So it makes me think of that and being like, yeah, you would never want anyone to respond to your news with that.
We had a friend semi-recently come out to us, and we knew. Like, it was very much we were waiting for this friend to tell us, mm-hmm. and he And he did. And he told us, we were like, we knew it was happening. We knew he was going to come out to us that day. And we were just like waiting for it. And then he said it. We're like, oh, yeah, like we're here for you. And like it was quiet. And he's like, did you guys know? I'm like, okay. Well, now that you ask, yes.
Yeah, now that you ask.
We've been talking about
you.
It for a really long time.
Yeah, I think if you ask the question.
Now that you ask, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and if you
wait for the person to ask.
Oh.
If you knew, is what I
oh,
mean.
Oh, okay, yeah. Then you're stopping me for the next question.
Hey, don't talk unless you're spoken to. Right.
I completely forgot what I was going to ask now.
Oh, no.
But it was about, like, the back, like, nobody talks about the backlash mm-hmm. to bisexuality. Like, nobody, like, we don't talk about it. It's either mm-hmm. you are or you're not. And there's the B in the four letters LGBT anyway.
It's there.
It's there, but we don't want to talk about it, so.
Do yeah. you often get the feeling that you are, like, too gay for, like, straight mm. people and too straight for gay, like,
that's
not maybe
question.
Not maybe not even that you feel that way because you shouldn't because neither of them are true, mm-hmm. but like do people ever try to push that belief on you?
Oh, that's a really good question. That's a really good point to think about. I mean, because I've only had long term relationships with men, and I presented that way, and I would say probably not everyone in my life knows that I am. Only because I always kind of had this attitude that I was like, well, I'll tell them if it comes up, or I'll tell them if they're going to meet my girlfriend, kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I started to feel like maybe that was a little bit silly as I got older. I was kind of like waiting on that, and then I was like, now I'm in my late 20s, and I haven't been dating a woman long enough to introduce her to my parents. And I usually wait a long time too, and so I just like. Told my dad about a year ago. I told my dad and my brother. I first told my brother, and he was surprised, and that set me back from telling anyone else for like 6 months because I thought it would be a given. Like, I was like, but like, you remember how I played in that all-girl band and we would always call ourselves like lesbians and we'd play at like queer festivals and like remember that? And he'd be like, yeah, I don't know. Just like, I thought you would have saw it coming like a mile away, but he was surprised.
It's not even subtle.
Yeah, it's not subtle.
No, that's actually just him really ignoring it.
Yeah.
Being like, oh, cool.
Yeah, cool. Oh, that's neat. Yeah.
Lesbians are cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Steve and Sarah.
Yeah. So, that was hard. I got off track of the question. It was Oh, so I guess when I'll be hanging out with people who don't know and who are straight, sometimes they'll say things and it'll, like, really irk me or, like, rub me the wrong way, and then I'll feel, like, a little bit of, like, someone who's, like, infiltrated the group, like someone kind of like an outsider or something, you know? And I don't know. The friends that I have that are gay are – I love them. I love being around them, and I get to really kind of fully enjoy the queer community when I'm with them. So
that's interesting because I was going to that was actually the next thing because I know as much as we would like to believe that the queer community going through what it goes through every day and what different individuals go through in their lives, that they are a very accepting, open-minded group, but sometimes that's really not the case. I know I've talked to Camer about this. I talk about it a lot because it really annoys me. I get backlash from some women and non-binary folk in the community because my three best friends are gay men. So I get a lot of, like, pushback from that, like, turning my back on women in the community and my side of the community.
Why do you spend time with men?
Because my three best friends are gay men and I don't hang out with queer women as much.
Okay.
It's like in their minds they're like, oh, these people have oppressed us and you blah, blah, blah. I'm like, it's because you guys are bitches, but sure, believe what you want. So I was wondering, do you ever get, when you are with the queer community, maybe not like your friends, because I hope your friends aren't assholes, and I assume they aren't, but like maybe events or things where you're socializing mildly with other people, are you ever, because you are dating a man, like a cis.
Yeah, totally,
dude.
Yeah.
Do they like you come in, they're like, oh, cool glasses, nice patch on your t-shirt, short hair, and you're like, my boyfriend. They're like, no,
yeah,
wow.
Get out of here. who let her in?
did someone not check her her card correctly?
You know, I'm a card-carrying bisexual, but then they would see the thing. Oh. Who stamped this? Where's Gary?
Did this expire a couple months ago?
Yeah. Why does this keep happening? No, I haven't had that happen, but that's because I'm only have my toe dipped into the queer community. In high school, I didn't have really any close gay friends. I went to a pretty small high school. Mm-hmm. So,
did you go to high school in Winnipeg?
I did. I went to Nelson McIntyre Collegiate.
Oh.
Does that explain a lot? No, I was afraid of that.
Smaller, yeah. No, that was the smaller,
Okay. Yeah, it was a small high school. And I think that kind of stunted my own finding myself too, because I made friends with one person who was bisexual, and I don't think she was even calling herself that at the time, or I was even at the time, but we knew that we both were, and that was great, and that helped, and that kind of like opened up a whole new world for mm-hmm. me, and I love that. But other than that, no. And I'm not really a part of the queer community, so I haven't really experienced that, and I don't know. I'd love to be a part of the queer community. It looks like a lot of fun.
I mean, look at us.
Hey,
this is all we do.
You guys are super cool.
I'm barely in the community myself
anymore.
I used to
be literally in it, but
what does it? Yeah, and what does it mean to be in the?
I don't. I think tell me, you're more in it than I am.
What does that mean?
Like an active member of queer society?
Yeah, I think it means like going to things and doing things. I don't know.
Yeah, no, that makes sense, because I say I'm part of the comedy community, and I say that because I go to open mics at least once a week.
Yeah.
And I go to everyone's events, and I know everybody, and that's kind of like my main social thing. Okay, yeah, I gotcha.
I do a lot of activism with the queer community, like outreach since I was like probably, forever. So like you have your toe in it, and I'm just like, have like one of those blow up pizza floaties in the pool, like mojito, getting my tan on, handing out business cards. I'm like, yeah.
Everybody does like a synchronized swim routine around you. Yeah. That's really cool.
I'm like, Mia, like I don't even want to take my shirt off. Like, I'm just going to put my feet in.
But you're still holding my hand from like the side of the pool.
Yeah, I have to anchor you somehow.
Yeah, and I'm like, can someone change the lights? It's hurting my eyes.
And then I'm like on the outside of the fence looking in like, hey guys, I'm over here.
I was like, what's her name again?
Can somebody stamp my card?
I'm like, Gary, get her in.
Yeah.
And Gary's like, okay.
Can someone help Amy?
No, it's Angie. Gary, I'm over here. It looks like you guys are having so much fun.
Can we all just write this?
I can't wait to actually meet Gary one day. It'll be so funny.
I want to meet a Gary just so I can.
Me too. He's my key to the community. Yeah, I gotta.
The barkeeper.
I know a Gary, but he's not. But he's not. Actually some random person I've met like in passing.
Okay, so he's not the one.
No.
Keep looking.
Yeah. He's not the one. I'm
the
one.
I gotta get more involved with it. I do. And I have a couple friends that are queer that are also in the comedy community that are more like in my position too, where they're like one of them is bisexual, but she's also in a long-term relationship with a man, and the other one is queer, also in a relationship with a man. So they're not in the community really anymore, but we talk to each other about wanting to go to things. Yeah.
It's sad that they're dating men, and now they're like,
is sad that they're dating men. It's just a tragedy.
I was like listening, I'm like, oh yeah. And I'm like, wait, that's kind of fucked up.
It is. And I think it's like a part of, yeah, like there's I noticed that Rainbow Resource Center is having like yoga drop-ins on Monday nights. So one of my friends was like, you want to go to that with me? Like, I've always wanted to do that, but I've never really done yoga, and I do feel a little bit weird about doing it in the other setting. And I feel like that would be a good environment. But we kind of talk to each other and like, are you going to go? I want someone to go with kind of thing.
Is this your friend Rover?
Yeah.
You want to go? ladies and gentlemen, we plucked Angie St. Mars out of Sesame Street.
Yes, that was Dana Grover Smith. She's a prominent comedian on the scene. I do a great, I'm a great impression. I think that's funny, because when I started doing comedy, I'd grown up watching a lot of stand-up on TV in the 90s, and it bugged me that all the time male comics would do the voices of gay friends or of their moms or of any women that they know, and it would be like this extreme lispy voice. Right, it was right. just like that was the voice across the board, and I was like, I have never met a woman who sounds like that. Where are they getting this from?
You want to go to yoga?
So that's the safe term.
It's safe.
That's how I kind of just express their personality through their voice. So instead of that, it's more like, oh, that's not like sound to me. Let's go.
It's funny that he just compared your friend to Grover, because we do this thing where I call him Snuffleupagus. And I'm just, at first I was Big Bird, but I was watching something very early in the morning that had to do with Elmo, and he talks so much and he's so nasally. And he just talks so much, and he's so dumb. I'm like, holy fuck, I'm Elmo. And he's Snuffleupagus. He's like, walks in the room, everyone bullies him, and he's hairy and big. And me, big mouth, high-pitched voice, doesn't stop.
If you didn't think too much, I only really exist in Mackenzie's imagination.
Yeah.
He doesn't exist.
I don't exist.
Wow. I fully believe Cameron really doesn't exist.
Am I here right now?
No.
No? Okay.
Yeah.
I was afraid of. Gary! Let me in!
Someone's going to listen to this podcast and be like,
Yes.
Professional. How organized.
Not organized at all.
And it's funny because we're trying to get paid for this.
I think you should. I love this.
I also think we should.
Yeah.
Somehow, some way, it's going to happen.
Like your mom's the only person who's going to comment on that. And he's like, yes, I also feel they should. I always wonder who listens to these things. But I really like your podcast. I have,
you're asking,
and I have listened to a couple other ones. And yeah, I quite enjoy it.
I listened to half of 3 episodes because I'm there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. But if you listen, like when I listen back, because I have to go through the edit and everything, I'm like, oh, we said that? That's fun.
Yeah.
You know? And
yeah.
Like half the time right now I'm looking at the notes that I have for this episode and I don't remember what anyone else was saying. So when I listen to it, I'm like, yeah, this is pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you both still nervous when you record these?
I am.
All right.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I was for a little bit, but now it's just like talking with a thing in front of my face and other people.
Can they hear this over there?
Yeah.
I'm just going to, I just have to take a quick pee. They said I couldn't get up, so I brought a bottle with me to the table. That's what everyone does, right?
Yeah.
And they tell the audience.
Well, you have to let them know, just in case they think it's water.
Oh, we have one guest doing a number 2, and I'm like, this is really uncomfortable, but we needed to muscle through it.
Yes.
Yeah.
That rattling, I'm just putting my
underwear back on.
Yeah.
Screwing your underwear back in.
So Dana's Grover, and she's a Tin Man.
Yeah. She's wonderful. I don't know what we were talking about.
The train left the fucking
station. I could do a plug, though, a quick plug.
Do a few.
So Dana Smith also runs the women's comedy open mic, is at Wee Johnny's, which is on McDermott in the Exchange District. And yeah, and that is, there's like a Facebook event for it, so if you want to check it out. It's a free event to go and see.
I love free.
It's awesome. It's on, I think it's the first, it's the first Friday of every month.
Okay.
Oh, and is it a first Friday's event? Or just happens?
No, it just happened. Oh, actually, you know what? She probably did think of that. That's a pretty smart idea. Yeah.
Fuck Grover.
I just realized it, but Grover was on top of it. Yeah, that's how I got started. That was my first open mic, and it's a great open mic. It's a lot of fun. And actually, a couple women on the scene just started a new one.
You look really overwhelmed
over
there,
Cam. I just realized what an open mic is. That means anybody can go.
Oh, yes. Yeah, exactly.
Like,
it's not a book show.
I couldn't because it's women, but she could.
Yeah. Yes. You could. Anyone could go.
But I could.
Yeah. You could. You go. You can see the details for every room in advance. There's a host. You go about an hour before, sign up with them, and as long as the list isn't full, you're good to go up.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyone can go up, and it's great. A lot of the hosts are really good about, like, they'll put a lot of people on if everyone shows up. Dana's great about that one. She's like, let her know if you've gotten childcare for the night. She'll try to get you up kind of thing.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's very lovely. And it's free to go to, so you don't get paid or anything, but it's an open mic to test out stuff.
That.
Yeah.
It's fun to watch.
Yeah.
It's fun to watch, and you need a crowd to test out comedy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't work otherwise, so we just want people to be there.
See, I would only be an insult comic because that's just what I do. But I would, like, heckle people in the crowd, but I'd always just make sure Cam's in the crowd and then only heckle him.
I don't think we even have anyone that's an insult comic on the scene.
I just insult people on my daily. I had a good one today at work. they've been putting me on morning shifts these 2 days, and that's just not... Anyone who knows me knows that it's not a thing, and I insulted one of our mutual friends, and we had a laugh. He insulted me, I told him back, it was fun. Someone we're not really friends with, but acquaintances through work, was like, oh, this is why I'm scared to be friends with Mackenzie, she's just going to insult me. I'm like, don't worry, we're never going to be friends. I just insult people in my life.
Yeah.
I'll and hope it goes over well and I don't get fired anywhere.
So how do you make that comedy? No, just kidding.
I get fired and then it's funny.
Oh, you see? That was a cameo. He got that zing in there.
Yeah.
You two are like, you're like a little duo. So I love it.
That's how you got your start. Like, and then you were like, this is fun.
It was fun. Yeah. I did my first one and I was really nervous. It was a whole set about why I hate fans of Eminem.
Thank you.
Yes.
I know. I don't like Eminem.
You too? Okay,
I don't like Eminem.
And I don't mean to. I realize that that's definitely kind of like generalizing them and lumping them together. But okay. I have just had so many bad experiences with guys on the bus trying to talk to me about Eminem.
Really? And, that's weird.
Yeah. My God. Yeah. There's always a fun bus adventure for me. Like every time I get on the bus, it's always something fun. Like one time I went to go grab groceries and I had a heavy bag of groceries.
The best story.
And I put it on the seat right next to me. And then these two girls just show up. And, like, from Osborne to downtown, it's not that far into the 16. These two girls come on by the legislative building, and they're like, oh, we're best friends. Can we take this seat? And I'm like, okay, first of all, why? Like, so who cares? I don't care if you're best friends. You know, you could be with anybody. You can't. You're not having this seat. You know?
But his one answer was.
And then I realized I needed to say something to them. So I was all like, I looked at my bag of groceries, which was heavy. And I was like, this is my best friend. And that was that.
I love that. I love that answer.
I didn't know what to say.
But,
so
like,
offended.
It's really true.
That reminds
groceries you bought is your best friend.
Is my best friend for the week, you know?
That reminds me so much of that Sex and the City episode where Carrie goes to her friend's baby shower or wedding shower?
Oh.
Baby shower, and her friend makes her take off her shoes.
Yeah.
And then they disappear. And then she says, like, these are my babies, right? Or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't do a great Carrie impression, but these are my babies. There we go.
That was Sarah Jessica Parker on point,
on
by the way.
Did she just stop in here? I don't know.
We're getting pretty big, so.
I know. So that was, yes. And I actually, that was hot on my mind from the podcast I did recently. Also talking about being bisexual with Melanie Dahling. She has a Sex and City podcast.
We've creeped her Facebook.
Yes. She's very cool. So
did
I don't blame
you. Did
you
creep us creeping her Facebook?
I did, actually. I creep her Facebook.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
She's a cool lady. She's a comic, too. So
I think we started creeping her Facebook through creeping your Facebook.
Oh,
yeah,
cool. Who else did you creep through? Can you talk about that now?
Everyone that's ever been on here.
Yeah.
We had to. Yeah. Research, right?
Yeah.
We have
to
make sure,
cool.
Like, no one's a neo-Nazi.
Yeah, we got close on one time. I'm just kidding.
You know what? Maybe.
Yeah. No.
I should do that. I haven't done that yet. I haven't
tried. Facebook creeping?
Yeah. I mean, I've Facebook creeped, but more like
Twitter, Instagram.
Just to check them out, like, of someone before you meet them. I've done it for, like, someone I haven't seen in a long time.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. But also with comedians, their Facebook feed is funny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like we laugh.
It's entertaining.
We were laughing at yours. We were, even sometimes, like, it would be a photo you were, you also have to look in people's tagged pictures because sometimes they won't post things they don't want to be in, but other people got it. Yeah, no, it's a system. So there'd be pictures that, like, you were in, that you were tagged in, and, like, the caption was like, thanks for the night, like, something fucking stupid. But, like, you in it would just be funny. We're like, oh, she looks funny. And there's a difference between looking funny and being funny looking.
Yes.
Yeah,
I present well in photos. I do. I present comically in photos. That's what I got.
We would laugh. We would laugh. So, or every now and then, like every couple photos, because Cav and I are super expressive. It's like every photo, aw. And then every few of you, like, look at this punim. Look at this punim. Look at her.
Squeeze her cheek. Look at her. This is so cute. This is legit what we do.
This is adorable.
She looks like she's having the best time of her life.
These are fun. I got to hang out before podcast too. This sounds like really nice.
It's so sweet.
I love that you said, like, someone would just caption it like something boring or whatever, like, had a great night or whatever. That's such a, like, comics thing to say. Like, comics always talk like that about people who aren't constantly making jokes. Like, because we're so used to constantly making everything as, like, a joke all the time. So then someone will, like, comment something like that and we're like, oh, like, didn't even make a joke there. Like, best of opportunity.
Fuck off, Dave.
Yeah. I'm sure it's super annoying to everybody else in our lives. Or it's, like, funny for the first time we hang out and then after hanging out, like, a couple more days, you're like, holy crap, can we just talk about the food we're eating or something?
Can we just talk about Trump?
Yeah.
Because that's enough.
Wait, without you doing your but Grover not actually, voice.
Before we get to, she brought something up.
Oh, yeah.
The food we're eating. You didn't bring it up at all.
Oh, yeah. We leave it to me once.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
I always have a little part, but then you started, and then. So I made vegan Asian hot pot because Andrea.
That's cute.
Amy has dietary restrictions that she actually listens to, unlike me. So it was a nice broth, just some vegetable broth. I usually do low sodium, but I forgot to do that, so I highly suggest doing that.
It was really good, as it was. Yeah.
I was surprised.
You take, like, fuck off. You take, like, a tablespoon of olive oil, heat it up, put, like, your box of sliced shiitake mushrooms in there without the stems, let that happen for a couple minutes for that umami flavor.
Yeah. It's happening.
Amazing umami flavor. And then you put your broth in, like 6 cups or literally whatever the fuck you want to do. One third of a cup to 2/3 of a cup of soy sauce. Couple tablespoons of grated ginger. 4 green onions. 4 carrots, really finely chopped. Green beans. What else did I put in there? I don't know. Some sriracha when you're done. Yeah. Oh, rice noodles. Serve it with rice noodles. It's good. It's quick.
It was really good.
The whole thing is like half hour.
It was quick. It was easy. Fresh.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Nice.
It's not heavy. It's not heavy, but it's filling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm so full. But then we
had 2 dinners.
We had 2 dinners.
Yeah. It's hard work you guys do. Yeah.
Oh, it's grueling work.
You know what's great about Asian? Okay.
You know what's great about Asian people?
I was thinking I was thinking the other day about, like, you know when you drop a bottle of wine, it's a disaster?
I've never dropped a bottle of wine without completely slurping it up after.
What?
I'm kidding. I've just never dropped a bottle of wine.
Okay, but there's certain things that you drop, like milk.
An egg.
Wine, eggs. Ugh. It's just, some things you in the kitchen you just drop and it's a disaster.
Yeah.
I dropped a bottle of soy sauce thinking it was going to end up a disaster.
Yeah.
It fell on its side and just a couple drops. I'm like...
Oh.
The bottle was fine. It didn't make that much of a mess.
Because I assumed that would stain linoleum.
It did, but there was just a couple drops.
Right.
And it was easy to clean.
I hate dropping eggs. There's nothing more frustrating to me than dropping a fucking whole egg on the ground.
I don't think I've ever dropped an egg.
You know what? Don't do it.
No, I won't.
Well, then don't start.
I was thinking about it, but no, I'm never going to do it now.
Don't think about crack addict.
Oh, I've dropped a leather.
Oh, that's what it takes. Okay. Yeah.
Wasn't a very excellent yolk.
Like, so insult comic with, like, adorable egg buns thrown in there. That's your comedy brand.
Yeah, I should be punished for that one. Send me to the penitentiary. Okay,
that's...
Can I use that in my act, actually? Can I steal that?
Where bad jokes go.
Oh, God. That's okay, horrible.
Speaking of food, mm-hmm. you also do free snacks?
Yeah. Oh, good segue.
Yeah, but not... You don't literally get free snacks.
No, but I don't like to tell people that because I think it gets a lot of people out to our shows.
Yeah.
We get people out to our shows by literally offering them free snacks.
Okay, see, that's another angle that you could go if you have a snack budget. Yeah, I do. I'm in a sketch comedy group, Free Snacks, with Melanie Dolling, who I mentioned earlier, who's a very funny stand-up comic on the scene. And then Aaron Pridham, who's an actor, and Justina Cheffins, who's also an actor. So we put that together, I don't know how long ago, not too long, maybe like a year. It was our first foray into sketch comedy. I'm with them, and I'm with another sketch comedy group called President Bear. And both
Who's funnier?
I'm just kidding. Oh, God.
I'm just kidding. Don't answer that.
They're both really funny in their own ways. Yeah. They're very different.
I love them equally.
I do. Yeah. I'll tell you who my real favorite is after the podcast.
They're like... Two well-functioning parents. Love them both equally.
I love them both. I was probably a little bit erratic that I thought I could do both at the same time.
Yeah,
but I'm a little bit like what you were talking about earlier, a little bit obsessive where when I want to do something, I want to do it all the way. I want to do it hard. I want to know if... I'm trying to make this not sexual now. I want to know.
You already started.
Oh, God. I want it to be slippery. No, I want it to...
No, I want it dry.
I want to do it very intensely so I can find out if I want to keep doing it.
Okay, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
No, I get it. I'm a human of excess. It's like I either want nothing or way too much.
Yeah.
All of it.
Yeah, all of it. Yeah. So I wanted all the sketch comedy, and I started working with both groups, and as a result, I learned a ton about sketch comedy in the past year, which is great.
Oh, so maybe we should get involved.
Yeah. I was, you know, should we do the thing where we also talk about our side project after the podcast? Because I'm just kind of recruit people for it.
Yes.
We'll talk about it.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
We'll discuss. Yes, you do.
No. Side project?
Shorts.
I hope
it's that you're like an improv duo or something, because you have a great chemistry going on. Like, it's
we
like
do. We get that a lot. We have a good chemistry. Who is it? What did Jackie say to us? It's really easy to open up to. And I was like about to blush. She's like, it's really dangerous.
She whispered that part?
No, I did. Just for
effect, it was on her. It was great.
It just reminded me of this terrible dream I had. Okay, we worked. It was a work dream.
I love that.
And I had this one dream that I had to call like a hotel
fraud.
Like that. Like I had to deal with hotel fraud, so I had to call like a helpline. And the dream was that I was on hold.
Oh,
is this that just was real life?
No.
Because that's been happening.
The worst part is it wasn't real life. I wish it was. And the way that we were talking just now was the way the lady was talking about the dream.
Could you?
Like, and I'm like, and then I woke up. I'm like, why did I waste my night working?
No. Hey. Yeah.
I hate when that happens. Also, I just want to say that I only ever want to remind you of a terrible dream. Not like a normal dream or like a good dream. I never want you to open up a statement with, oh, you remind me of a great dream I had. No. I only want to remind you of your terrible dreams.
It was pretty terrible. It was dreaming about work. Anyway.
And then you woke up to me being like, hey, I'm here.
Anyhow, so with your two sketch comedy groups, you guys doing anything?
Yeah, President Bear is in the Winnipeg Fringe Festival.
Oh,
yeah.
What are some dates?
Good question. Wow, what a great question.
It's coming up.
You know what?
It's like end
send
of July.
Us a link.
I'll send
we'll
you a link.
Put it on our website. I love putting websites on.
That's
our
website. That's a good idea.
No,
okay.
Other way around.
Links you love
on
putting
our website.
Yes. I'll we'll make an event on Facebook, so it'll be easy and it'll have them all listed.
Yeah, we'll
but
put that on for sure.
Like
yeah.
Seven shows or something.
Ooh.
It's like end of
so
July.
No one has an excuse. To
no,
miss
no,
it.
The lots of chances. And we're at Eckhart Gramaté, which is in the University of Winnipeg. It's on the second floor. Mm-hmm. It's the theater there. So
that's how you say it.
That's how I say it. How do you, it's so probably not
say
right.
Say it again.
Eckhart Gramaté.
I don't know how.
It's probably not right.
Eckhart.
You know what?
Eckhart Tolle.
Fuck off. You know what? It's the mystery. If no one knows what you're saying, then they have to find the show. It's like a scavenger hunt for talent.
Oh, that's nice. That's so nice.
It's the high score in Talent Go, like Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
But like for Pokemon. Okay, I know. It's dated now. It's dated. No one's using it. Okay, so you're going to be doing the Fringe Fest with President Bear.
Yeah, President Bear. And President Bear is made up of three people that I met through stand-up comedy. Mike Bloomquist, Corey Falvo, and Kathy Herbert. And we've been doing that, and that is great. That's going to be a fun show. We kind of
so
do
excited.
like a dark and stormy. That's how I like to describe it. I hope they're okay with that. I just feel like it's
they probably don't listen anyway.
Yeah,
so.
they better not now. It's like definitely a lot of pop culture references, and also kind of like a darker humor, but definitely well thought out. It's not this like. It's not like shock value or darkness for the sake of darkness kind of thing.
Okay.
It's it's because I'm not a big fan of that kind of stuff, but I am of dark comedy if it is also smart.
Yeah.
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 So that's how I would describe it.
Is Free Snacks doing any?
No, Free Snacks. Well, Melanie, our wonderful Melanie Darling, is moving to Toronto in July.
Oh.
Yeah. I know.
Was that who you
so
were talking to
out.
Us
yes.
for? In July. We have time.
No, but
oh,
Free
you
Snacks
should try.
Is
oh, I thought you meant for her to be on here. I was like, yeah, we can find her.
Oh, yeah, okay, no, we'll find her.
Yeah.
We'll find her.
You'll
but
find her.
actually, I don't know about you. I've been seeing that name come up a lot, and I've been hearing it a lot.
Which is a good thing for her.
She's pretty popular.
Yeah.
Melanie, darling, we're coming for you.
We're coming for you.
You're going to eat our lunch.
You're going to enjoy it. They made me a vegan meal. She's vegan. She'll like it.
Ooh.
No,
I was vegan for a really long time. I can do whippity snippity.
I was a vegan for a while, too, when I lost 60 pounds.
I love that. I love that.
Now
like,
you found it again.
Yeah.
I read this quote the other day in one of the overheard in, it was overheard in LA or overheard in Toronto, and it's like an Instagram account where they take conversations that they overhear people saying,
so
and
funny.
Then they type it out and post it. It's very funny. But there was one, and I'm going to just butcher it.
It's okay.
There was one about like
Kirk Matoli or whatever. Gramate.
Yeah, it's like that.
You butchered the butcher.
Yeah. No. Okay, anyway.
And it was like overheard at a restaurant and someone was like, but weren't you vegan? And this is where the punchline happens and I can't quite get it. But it was something like, I don't want to say it because I'm not doing it right. How about you guys imagine what the punchline was, and I'll get the actual punchline. Okay, so the setup is, wait, aren't you vegan?
Okay, yeah, but then I hate lettuce. I don't know.
Wait, are you vegan?
We're clearly not comedians or improv people.
Like, I put anything in my mouth. Wait, no.
Well, I'm getting pretty good.
Wait, are you vegan? Is it free? I don't know.
I was vegan for health problems, then had more health problems that made me not be vegan. The truth isn't funny.
The truth isn't funny. I was vegan because I didn't like, I saw a documentary about the way chickens were treated.
Oh, that's a good, I think a lot of people became vegan after that documentary.
See, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh my God, I watched so many videos and wasn't vegan. And then they were like, go vegan your body. And I was like, fine. And then they're like, actually your body, don't be vegan. I was like, fine.
Oh, I remember when I was vegan and I found out about how people are... Humans aren't supposed to be drinking milk that much.
Did you not know that, Kate?
No,
I know that.
You know, I lived in a bubble, and I was all like, why did I drink so much milk?
Let's hear the punchline.
Okay, actual punchline.
Oh, you got it now. Okay, yeah.
Now that it's been built up. Great riffing, by the way. Yeah. No, I built it up so much. I just really like this. It was, I thought you were vegan. And then the response is, I don't know what I am. With every meal, I'm something different. Which isn't really that funny now that I've built it up for that long. But I just love it as an actual answer because I totally agree. It's like, yes, I try to eat that way. But then if someone's like, want some protein? I'm like, yes, I do. Yeah. So I think that's a good response. Because there's a lot of, I don't know if you experience this, but like it's a lot of pressure if you do have dietary, you know, someone will be like, oh, I know you are. So I made this. And then you feel bad because then later that night when you're drunk, they'll see you eating like chicken wings. And you're like, I'm so sorry. I made you. I put you through that. But.
Yes. Speaking of food and changing every meal, Cameron and I spent precious work hours once going through food that I wouldn't eat, and it was what, like a list of three things?
Because
I would eat
the
anything.
Only foods you wouldn't eat?
Like, we went down that list of, like, I literally Googled most disgusting foods in the world.
Oh.
And we just went down the list and I was like, I would eat most of these. The only things I wouldn't eat, and I knew this before, is balut. No.
What's that?
It's, what is it? It's either duck or goose or chicken.
Egg.
But it's like a fetus.
Like it's almost ready to be hatched.
Oh.
But you can just eat it.
Like
the bones
the
are soft, the feathers are soft.
Fetus.
And the beak is
and like
cooked
the beak.
Or raw.
No, raw.
Oh.
Yeah, raw.
I don't think raw chicken would be a thing I would
Here,
like.
Hold on. Well,
we know.
Oh, you're.
I like raw fish.
We'll Google it later.
Okay, we'll Google.
Yeah. So balut, large bugs, like
large.
Ants, yeah, like ants,
large
grasshoppers.
Bugs.
I mean, fine, large bugs.
I think you said butts, and I'm like cigarette butts. Like, what is this?
No, human butts. And then just kidding. And then like beetles. That's disgusting. Ugh. Beetles, like centipede. Mm-mm.
But what would you eat on that list? What was gross that you would eat?
And raw tomatoes. Those are the things I don't eat. There's like this like fermented.
Yuck.
I hate raw tomatoes. There's like this like cheese. Where the fuck is it from? I don't know, some European place. It's like this cheese that they like ferment and it goes rotten and then like maggots grow into it and it was illegal for a long time.
Ew.
But then like they brought it back because it's so like it's such an old tradition. It was brought back as like a traditional food. I'd eat it. There's like this other thing that like.
Do you eat the maggots too? Are they in there?
Yes. Yes.
Oh.
Sometimes dead, sometimes alive. Sometimes taken out, sometimes not.
Alive?
Yeah. Okay, alive I probably couldn't do. A dead maggot, like.
We've
Jeez.
All probably eaten a few dead maggots in our days.
I mean, but we didn't know.
Sometimes
right?
I feel like
we were just kids back then.
Yeah. What else is really gross? There's like this meat that they put inside like a dead seal carcass, and then they put that back together and then bury it underground in coals for like 6 months. I'd eat that.
I'd try that.
I mean, I'd try it.
Yeah. Like, that's the thing. I would try anything.
It ruins me like ethically. But
no, I'm fine about
if
it.
Someone like
no, I'm not. I'm not bad about. I'm not bad about Seal Hunt, because that really supports a lot of the dietary needs in it, especially in our northern communities here in Canada. I am all for the fucking seal hunts because we really need it. But yeah, moral of the story is, like, I would eat a lot of things. Pickled cow tongue, delicious.
You tried it.
It's really good.
What did it taste like?
A mixture of beef and ham.
Like, you just wouldn't. I mean, fair. I'm like,
you wouldn't know. Okay. If more like ham to me. If someone was like, here's a ham sandwich, you would just say, okay. Mm-hmm. It's really tasty, actually.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know how to go from that and, like, talk about bisexuality.
So bisexuality. So you said you would try anything
yeah,
once.
Yeah, you would try anything. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, so you'll try anything once. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
yes. Yeah, bisexuality. Okay, yeah, let's go back to talking about that.
One more question about
please,
that.
Yeah.
I'm really curious. Like,
bi-curious?
Bi-curious about what it's like getting picked up by a man versus a woman. Like, weird lines. And
wow, yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
I've never experienced actually being picked up by a man because I'm me and I'm...
They like, can't, they're, you're on a, you're too, they're, you're unapproachable.
I'm unapproachable. Just, yeah. I'm like, no.
Yeah. He's unapproachable in the way that they just don't want to.
I hide in dark corners. No one can see me. When they do, it's just my eyes. Anyway. So yeah. What's is there like, is there a massive difference?
That's a good question. I mean, I've a lot more men have tried to pick me up than women. And I don't know if that is just because of like a bit of a gender difference of like men tending to see the world as like theirs for the taking and kind of like, right. You know, with the way that they feel so freely to like, you know, shout that they're attracted to you or whatever. Like maybe that's part of that. I don't know. I really don't know. I'm talking out of my butt at that point, but I've been, what do you say? Like, picked up on, hit up on, hit.
You know,
you know what? Say whatever you'd like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Picked up on.
Yeah.
Like you send out a message, it came back to you. You
like
bottle.
Propositioned.
Propositioned.
Like that.
It's a good one.
Yes, that is. Okay. And you know what? When you're not into it, it feels pretty not good both ways. From either.
Yeah.
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 Although I think I feel I've never had a woman like aggressively try to pick me up,
yeah.
No.
You know? So there's that difference. Whereas like I usually, if she hasn't been like, oh, you know, I'm in a relationship or no thanks or whatever. It's been like, we could still have a conversation after.
Right.
I don't even know what I was going to say. So I like, if ever it happens to me, it's just like, oh, not interested. Or like, oh, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, you know what? Just wanted to let you know you look really nice tonight. And I hope you have a great rest of your night. I'll probably see you later. I'm like, cool.
That's nice. So yeah. Kind. I hope you have a great rest of your night. That's
oh,
great.
My God. Yeah. That is funny.
Yeah, that's lovely. That's lovely. I actually don't think that there's been a time I've been hit on, and you could call it that, that it's worked out well. Like, I don't
for
think.
The person.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever gone on a date from like a, well, it's not my MO for, I usually become attracted to a person through conversation.
Oh.
And
yes.
That's not
yeah.
like looking down my nose. It's just the type that, you know, like different people, it works for different people. I think some people are very like in touch with physical chemistry. And if they have that, they're good to go kind of thing. But for me, that comes from a conversation. So someone coming up to me right away and asking me out before we've had the conversation is always like, I find it insulting because I'm like, you don't even know me. What if I'm all these terrible things?
Exactly. I seem to like people less the more they talk.
So yeah, you got to go quicker. You got to go for the like
that's
physical.
So funny, you have a talk show.
And yeah, well, that's, I always say this. That's why we have a
we start
podcast.
A friends, yeah.
So when I came in the door, you were like, "We should be best friends," and now,
like,
it's
like,
been about an
I'm
hour.
Like,
yeah.
I'm like, don't you have
pretty over
somewhere
her?
To go? Yeah.
Gary, yeah. Get her out of here.
Gary, this is why we need Gary. Yeah.
And then Murray thinks we're yelling his name. Huh?
What? Huh? Another question, like...
Oh, I had to lead off of that. I'm
oh,
totally
go. Yeah, you go.
How do you find hitting on men versus hitting on women? Because I...
That's
if
a good
I'm,
one.
If the few times I hit on a man, and it's really just if I want to see if I can, because I think it's hilarious. Mm-hmm. It's fine. I don't care. Hitting on women is terrifying.
Terrifying.
It's the scariest thing.
Wait, did you say hitting on women is terrifying?
Yeah. It's the scariest thing in the world. So I just want to know what your... Like,
I also find it quite scary. I find it more nerve-wracking to approach a woman than a man. I do. I don't I'm not big on, like, I'm not very good at picking people up either, or that's just not something I try, but I'm kind of a slow cheetah approach. Like, I'll probably talk to them for, like, I've definitely had people, like, when I've been like, oh, yeah, I've been dating them for a few weeks now, and they've been like, so are we on a date right now? Kind of thing. I'm like, oh, yes, 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 yes. I thought that we, okay. So, like, I'm a lot more laid back, and I'll, like, to get to know the person as a person. But if there's, like, a sexual chemistry there, then I'm like, great, we like each other kind of thing. And I'll take my sweet time to find that out. So I think it's with women, yeah, I guess I've had a few women be like, Are we dating? Are we on a date right now kind of thing? And I thought it was quite clear because I'm like, I'm being so forward in my mind, but they're like, can't tell. If
that just happened to me. Oh,
yeah. Like, it's not even funny.
That's like a week ago, I was like, was that a date? Because I'm so awkward and obviously wouldn't ask it at the time. Like, who do you think I am, a functioning human being? No. And I was, and she's like, yeah, I would say so. And I was like, cool, cool. She's like, wait, was it? I'm like, wait, stop. No. Go back. Like, I don't know, was it?
That's hard.
Women.
Yeah. I find, and I think probably because I've had less experience dating women, I find it intimidating, but
it doesn't get easier, I'll tell you.
Oh, great.
From someone who's had a decent amount of experience dating a decent amount of women, I find it actually gets scarier.
Oh, no.
Because then you find out, because then you date more people that you clearly don't like and are more less compatible with, mm-hmm. and you're like, oh.
And it's hard to get away? Like, I don't get the scariness.
Of women?
No, of asking, of hitting on women.
Because they're there? I don't know.
Is it because you're afraid of
rejection?
No, yeah.
No, it's them. It's intimidating.
It's intimidating. It's okay, that's a good word.
Like, I think by us saying women are scary, I mean that I am intimidated by women.
Yeah, I'm intimidated by women too. Oh, yeah, for sure. Definitely. I blush physically, like, mm-hmm. very easily, too. So it's, like, just dumb if I have a crush on someone and then they
it's
say
like
something
else. It's audible when you blush.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. It's, like, yeah. People point it out from across the room. Like, is she joking on something? So it's, like, embarrassing. And I'm bashful. And it's like, I don't know. I need to meet the right kind of person who's the right kind of forward where it's not too forward for me because I don't take kindly to that. Yeah.
I'm really bad for that.
It's tricky.
You know how, like, in movies, and then again, probably, like, functioning human beings, like, after a date will, like, go and hug the person or, like, maybe, like, a peck on the cheek and be like, bah. No, I avoid eye contact with them and say, bye, and walk away. Other direction.
Which probably makes them think that you don't want to be on the date, right? And you can see how they think that, but...
All of my friends pointed out, they're like, when you like a girl, you just look like you hate her. I'm like, yeah. But, like, if there's someone in the room that I think is attractive or I like, I pretend they don't exist in that room.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. And it's a terrible approach because you want to talk to them the most out of anyone there. Yeah. And you talk to them the least.
Yeah.
And then you just...
And then you're least enthusiastic when you do talk to them.
Yeah. And you don't know them at all. Like, you could talk to them for 5 minutes and find out that you have terrible conversational chemistry and you don't like them at all. But instead, you just put them on a pedestal and build it up and then it's the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just imagine, like, clowns at me. Like, I don't know what I'm...
No, literally, very recently, after a date, it was like a, okay, bye. And I ran across the street. I ran across Broadway. I pressed the thing, the walking thing, and I went other side. I didn't even need to at that moment. I was like, okay, I'm going this way. I probably could have walked down Broadway a little bit further.
But that just means that someone who's good for you is someone who finds that charming.
Yes, that is so right.
Yeah, I hope there's someone out there who finds...
you charming.
Yeah. So far, it's just been all gay men who just want to be my friend, which is working out really well for me, actually.
It's probably because you talk to them because you avoid talking to the ones that you actually want to go to date.
I say that all the time. I'm like, I like hang out with gay men because, like, nothing's going to happen ever.
Except fun.
So much fun.
Fun.
Yeah. Oh, and you get to join us for our post-recording dance party.
Oh.
I guess, yeah, we'll have one.
Well, we always have one. We always dance to the same fucking song.
I remember I wanted to bring one more thing up. I remember I remember this one time that me and Mackenzie had this conversation, mm-hmm. right? And it was like a good gauge of whether you're gay or not.
Okay.
And then
what? I don't remember talking about
that. No, we were walking upstairs, and the question was,
walking
Maggie or
from
Jake
where?
Gyllenhaal?
Oh my god!
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Right, and then you know who we chose.
And then I think didn't we just end up saying both?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think I was like, I think I said Maggie as you said Jake, and then we switched. Yeah. Like, this was unprompted. It was like, Maggie, Jake, both. And it was like a very on time.
That's yeah. exactly what went through in my head, too.
See?
Yeah, that's exactly the lineup. That's I was why like, you're Maggie. Bisexual. And I was like, oh, but Jake, oh, both. But, yeah, I can yeah. count. I can choose both.
And then it's like, oh, but Maggie.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
But Jake.
Yeah. yeah.
Oh, but Maggie.
But I do yeah. choose Maggie if I have to.
And of course, I choose Jake.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
And then.
People so attractive. Yeah. Aw. Yeah. It is. That it's, is the easiest way to tell.
Yeah.
yeah.
They should put that quiz in high school so that people can just figure it out sooner.
Health class.
Oh, you're going to say they should put it in high school so everyone knows who's gay. I was like, I don't know.
No, like privately in the yeah. back of the bathroom door. You can check it out
Maggie
for yourself.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
I was like, I don't know how to get that.
Or is that reference still like applicable to 17-year-olds?
Yeah, right. They might be like, who that?
Yeah. yeah.
Good question.
I'm not much older than 17-year-olds, but I'm also. Weird.
Yeah, you're one of the outliers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of outliers, this is we end the show.
Yeah.
What's new, Mackenzie? Oh my god. Just that sigh. Okay, go.
What is new? Not too much since last time you asked me this. A little bit earlier in the day. We're going to have to edit some of this out because I had
something in it left. I thought you had two.
I had two, but then I forgot the other
was
one.
Was something about gardening?
Yes. But okay. Oh, yeah. You good, good, good.
Okay,
good.
So we're going to edit it out and yeah. then just jump into something about gardening.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have these. So I'm trying to do an herb garden and I want just like all of the fucking herbs, even if I don't eat them. So I have these two basil plants. And one is like, I don't know, it's called like baby basil or something. And one, I don't know what it's called, but it just looks like normal person basil. And everywhere I read was saying like, don't start with basil. It is so hard. It's the hardest herb. And I was like, okay, well, I'm going to start with basil. So one of them is like, she's like this. So they're both names. One is the little one with little leaves is Alice and with big leaves is Patricia. And they are just at the window and they're thriving. Like, I don't have enough things to make with basil. So now I'm like, I'm outsourcing. I'm like, does anyone need basil? Like, I have basil. Alice and Patricia are like awesome. And they are just growing. And like, apparently I know how to garden in my little Dollarama pots with these beautiful little basil. If you guys want some good basil plants, I have the links to the Instagrams of where I got them on our Instagram page. I love my basil plants, and Alice and Patricia, and I can't wait to get some mint, some lemongrass, rosemary, thyme, all that fun shit.
Oh, yum.
Add to my little family.
That's so, I love having fresh herbs.
Yeah.
Growing, because they're so expensive.
They're so expensive.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
These plants were like,
but
I
can
don't
we
know,
just
like
with your names, they're so appropriate. Patricia for the big one, Alice for the small one. Right?
Really like, good. You're really good at naming plants.
Thanks. Yeah. They're so cute.
Like, I know which one's Butch. You know what I mean? Just by the name.
She's just more motherly. She's older.
She's
you
motherly.
Know?
Oh my god.
Alice's just a baby.
Alice's just a baby, you know? Look at Alice. Yeah.
Alice and Patricia.
Yeah, you gotta make something with just a lot of basil for your next guest. Get ready.
Yeah.
With like a bruschetta. Ooh. With fresh tomatoes that she will never
maybe
eat.
Let me.
No, I just don't like them raw by themselves.
Okay.
Nobody
like as
does.
A snack.
Nobody
a lot
likes
of people
raw.
Do.
Who?
My mom.
Ugh, don't let that count. Nobody likes raw tomatoes just by themselves. That's stupid.
Or even like even
oh my
if
God,
you
your mom does your mom will call me after this episode.
I'm gonna tell her actually. I'm just gonna go out of my way to tell her. Or even like tomato on toast with like salt and pepper.
Nobody does that.
People do that. People 100% do that.
I
don't like them by themselves either. But
or even on most things. Like, in a bruschetta, it's nice because they're small. Salsa's fine. But just, like...
Because they taste like other stuff.
I taste like other stuff, yeah.
Yeah. I'm really picky, but most of the time, no.
Okay. Well, on that note, thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank
it was
you for
so
having
much fun.
Me.
Oh, it was so much fun.
I was so glad to have you on. Actually, when I saw you, I knew I needed you on.
Oh, it was my pleasure.
This is our new thing. We'll be out in public. We probably look so
we're
creepy. We'll see someone and we'll lean in really close to one another. Like, it's probably so audible to the people around us, but we lean in really close while both staring at the same person. We're like, we need to have them over for lunch.
It's probably like the least creepy thing that two people, when they're plotting to have someone, whisper to each other.
Them over for lunch.
We need to have them. It's just
and it's so like menacing.
Imagine overhearing it though, because that is exactly how we say it. Like we'll tap a shoulder and it's like go in, it's like a little head nod. Let's have them over for lunch. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. When are we free next week?
Do you ever disagree on someone?
We haven't yet.
Not yet.
That's good.
Yeah. There's been a couple times where, like, one of us will get someone because it's usually we don't poach together. Like, we...
Because like, that's hard.
It is hard because then we just start arguing. And we're like, we'll be like, oh, this person, and maybe we'll only mention like a first name or one of us, or like we've both met the person, but kind of don't click when the other person's like, hey, this person's coming on. You're like, what the fuck? Like, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And then like, okay, and by we, I mean, I've called him and be like, who the fuck is that? And he like explains, like, oh yeah, no, I like that. Totally forgot.
Okay.
Yeah. That's happened a few times.
Yeah.
I just didn't recognize the name at first.
Okay, but you never disagree.
We never disagree. We haven't disagreed yet.
No.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. It's been so much fun. Have a great day. Bye.
Bye.